Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
I like it. Billy Joel for Bill O'Reilly. Both Long Island guys are good friends. Vienna off of the Great Stranger album. Before I get to Bill, though, got a bunch of people texting me yesterday. You know I love Marianne from Brooklyn. She splits the week. Monday through Wednesday, she listens to Stern. Thursday and Friday, she listens to me. She's a dear friend. But people were complaining yesterday because Marianne called into Howard, and she was complaining, hey, where's the outrage over the cop? Well, that's why you don't listen to Howard and you listen to me, because I've been screaming for 2 days. Anyway, so Howard, and this is why I can't stand him anymore. Sorry, Marianne. Hope you don't get angry. Howard goes, well, what about the cop that they killed on January 6th? No one talks about him. You know why, stupid? He doesn't exist. That's why. I've heard Stern, Stephen A. Smith, all these jack-offs talk about five cops getting killed January 6th. Not one got killed. Not one. One guy died of a heart attack the day later. One person was killed that day, Ashley Babbitt, a white woman, Trump supporter, murdered by a black cop. That was it. That's why, Howard, no one's talking about that cop. He doesn't exist. But Howard is too busy talking to, you know, Bradley Cooper, what's his name, that Hamas-loving jerk-off.
That's it, you got it.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
That's the second, the last part of his name is usually left off.
Yeah. Anyway, he was the best, he still is the best, he'll always be the best. Days like this, we are so fortunate to have Bill O'Reilly on. His site, BillO'Reilly.com, doesn't get better. Great interviews, great news stories, great TV, all of it. His Killing series, now 13 deep, and I can't wait for his new book coming out September the 10th, A Look at the Presidency from Washington through this louse, Joe Biden. Here he is, the great Bill O'Reilly. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Sid. Nice show today.
Thank you.
Appreciate the outrage, and all New Yorkers should... It's very difficult emotionally to deal with the story because you have to blend anger, righteous anger,
yep,
with incredible sympathy.
And you feel guilty sometimes, Bill, because, like I said earlier to Vincent Vallelong and Bruce Blakeman, a county executive not far from where you live, you really should only feel sad today, but we are angry, too. We're angry.
No, you have to be. And that's the story that will be ongoing. So I'm going to be at the funeral on Saturday morning at St. Rose.
Good.
And I just want to keep a low profile. I don't want to be intrusive in any way at all. But I want to go. The family, the Diller family, and John, who was murdered, they are part of my parish, St. Mary's. And John went to St. Mary's High. Played lacrosse just like my son did. So there's a tremendous connection, and it's just going to be tens of thousands of people. I don't even know how they're going to handle it out there in Massapequa. But this shows the bad guys that the tide is turning. And I do believe it is. I believe the tide is turning against the Albany people, who, that's where this started, the no bail thing. It started there. And then the city council of New York City. These are bad people. And I'm not, you know, the union guy cut them some slack. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm smart enough and experienced enough to understand if you are a good person or a bad person. I know. And the reason I say they're bad people is they know that the system they have imposed on the citizens of New York, the city, and every other county is getting people killed and hurt. It's undeniable. They know that. Yet they will not admit the mistake. They would rather see people die and get hurt than say, you know what, we made a mistake and we're going to rectify the mistake.
Not only not admit the mistake, but not the city council, but Carl Heastie, the speaker up in Albany, doubled down yesterday and said, hey, I'm sorry about this cop, but the statistics still show me we're doing the right thing.
Sure, because he will never look at the world the way it is. He's created his own world. I know this guy. He lives in a world where he believes that white people are bad.
Correct.
And that the criminal justice system, including all police officers, even if you're a black police officer, is racist. That's the world he lives in. He gets up every morning believing that. He goes to sleep every night believing that. So he justifies murder and mayhem by that belief system. And he says, hey, I'm doing the right thing. I'm keeping people out of jail that shouldn't be in jail.
Black people, for the most part.
Yes, but other people. And whites benefit from no bail, too.
Not the same. I really believe in my heart of hearts that this is black people trying to keep black people out of prison, and then white people pander. You get your Justin Browns.
That is the primary motivator.
Yeah.
So when you have, and I'm a simple man, as you know, Sid, that's why you like me, because you're a simple man, too. There are two simple men here.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
When you have a automobile idling in Queens, double parked, with two individuals inside who have 35 arrests between them, and they're sitting in the automobile, both of them are armed, you have an out-of-control situation. They shouldn't be out of prison anyway. I mean, three strikes and you're out is a good law. And I'm sorry, I don't care what color you are, if you commit three felonies, you should spend the rest of your life in jail. Does that make sense to everybody listening to WABC right now?
To WABC, yes, but to a lot of New Yorkers, millions, nope.
Okay, so I will debate you on television if you disagree with me. So you let Sid know who you are, and you will get a phone call.
Well, you may as well start on the Upper West Side. There's a lot of folks right there.
Well, they'll run.
Alvin Bragg, they love him.
They'll run because they can't defend their position. You can't defend it. So to allow someone with three and then off that, how many times have you heard, we got to get all the guns, the guns, the guns, the guns?
Please, enough of that.
Okay. These guys had prior gun convictions. Were they punished for those? No bail on guns. You walk around New York City with a gun illegally, and they get you, they don't hold you on bail. So don't tell me about banning guns or this gun or that gun. You don't want to solve the problem because you believe that society is racist and you would rather have the collateral damage of John Diller losing his life, you would rather have that than admit that your policies are dangerous and destructive. And you know, once you're in that position, you're a bad person, Sid.
Good. I'm a bad person. In fact, I'm going to make a new T-shirt, and I'm going to wear it proudly that says, I'm a bad person. I'm good with that.
No, you're not a bad person. The person who holds that belief system.
No. They can even call me a bad person. I'm fine with that.
Oh, no. Who doesn't really matter.
Of course.
So then you look at, here's another very interesting thing. Can Mayor Adams show up at that funeral tomorrow?
Oh, he's going to be there. And again, I thought the union guy... Well, if you think he wants to fail, I don't care what's in his heart. I don't care what he wanted to do. I'm sorry. I understand Adams doesn't legislate. I get that. At the end of the day, that goes back to Heastie and Stuart Cousins. But if you're going to tell me with all honesty that you believe that Eric Adams has shown enough outrage and done enough yelling and screaming and banging and crying to get something done, you're either agenda-driven or a moron. That's my opinion.
Well, I think Adams might have some problems at that funeral.
Why is that?
Because I think the cops may turn their back on him.
I don't know. You think so? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he's not as loathed as de Blasio was.
Right, right, right.
And remember, they turned their backs on de Blasio. And he never got over that, by the way.
Yeah.
That pretty much put him out. There's anger about Mayor Adams. It's not intent, all right? So Adams is intentionally supporting policies that are getting people hurt and killed. He's not.
No, he's actually against it.
Right. But he's not leading.
Correct.
So when you give people power, governor, mayor, whatever, you expect them to lead in the right direction. Now, there's a lot of things the mayor can do without the cooperation of the city council. That's always the failed presidents, and you will see them in my book coming out, and thanks for mentioning and confirming the presidents, always blamed Congress, always, for their failure. Oh, no, I couldn't do anything. Buchanan was, it was Congress's fault. They wouldn't help me. It's all a bunch of bull. So what you need in this city is basically a mayor who is very visible and verbal, calling out the people in Albany.
So I had him on last Friday, okay, and I said just that. I said, Mayor Adams, you know, the biggest criticism I hear all the time is while you seem to be on the right side of the issues, you don't call them out. And he said to me, he said, Sid, because I'm with you, Bill. I yell about that every day. He should be doing that. He goes, Sid, if I do that, you understand I will not get money for the other issues in the city. And I thought to myself, well, wait a second. If you're getting money for education, our schools are the worst in the world. If you're getting money for infrastructure, the Brooklyn Bridge is about to go down like that bridge in Baltimore. What exactly are you getting all this money for that makes it worthwhile to be somewhat nice to these animals getting cops killed in the street? I couldn't think of one thing. Not one.
It doesn't matter. You don't govern out of fear. You don't govern because, well, if I say this, I might not get that. That's not leadership. You go out and you tell the people of New York what is right and what is wrong, who the problem is, what you want to do, and who's stopping you from doing it.
Correct.
Not, well, if I do it, I might get in trouble. That's not leadership.
Totally agree. Yep.
And well, how many decades have we had now? Well, Bloomberg, you know, he was okay. At the end, he waffled because he was thinking about, well, I want to be president. That's what the last couple of years of Bloomberg were not as good as the first when he took over from Giuliani.
No, they're not saying it, Molly. He became
right,
a monster.
Because Bloomberg was saying, I want to run for president. I need the Democrats. I need the liberals. And again, that's not leadership. Leadership is you do the right thing.
Well, let me talk about that. I'm going to go to break because, again, I take advantage of O'Reilly every week. He gets me ratings in 2 hours. Leadership is doing the right thing. And I know you know this, Bill. But maybe the audience just tuned in. There are two presidents, the current one and the prior one, both in New York today. Both. But only one is doing the right thing. More with Bill O'Reilly right after this.
Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, the great Bill O'Reilly, 9 p.m. weeknights here on WABC, BillO'Reilly.com. So I said before the break, two presidents are here today. That's true. One is the current louse, Joe Biden. He's here. He's got a fundraiser. He's going to be yucking it up with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Lizzo and Queen Latifah and Stephen Colbert at Radio City. He's already made $25 million. He's going to have a whole bunch of fun. The other, my friend, your friend, Donald Trump, he's coming in for just 30 minutes and flying right back to Florida to sit next to Dilla's wife today. Now, listen, the Democrats, they're such scumbags. I'll say it. You don't have to, Bill. They're killing Trump today saying, oh, clearly a political ploy. Clearly. I don't care what it is. I can tell you Diller's wife, and I know this for a fact, is appreciative that Donald Trump is going to be there. The other louse hasn't even called the Diller family. That is the difference in leadership between Trump and Biden. Your thoughts?
The Diller family invited Trump. They invited him.
That's all you need to know.
So how can you say it was a political stunt? So whoever says that is a liar. And see, again, this is about identifying people who are doing bad things. So when the former president was invited by the family, he said, chefs, I'm going to Massapequa. I hope it's a low-key event. But Joe Biden didn't even call Lake and Riley's family.
Still hasn't.
You know, ignored him totally. And that, by the way, puts Georgia next November in the Trump camp. Trump lost Georgia last time. He'll win it again because of Lake and Riley. So I don't begrudge Biden coming to New York and trying to scoop up the money. I don't think the money's going to do him any good. We searched to try to find any kind of cogent statement about the growing public disorder in the United States from Joe Biden, and he hasn't said a word. And remember, he was the guy in the Senate who was behind the tough on crime bill. So just like every other position he's ever held, he's gone a 180 on it because he has no beliefs. As you know, I call him the man of no seasons. Remember the man for all seasons?
Yes.
The movie?
Yes.
Well, Biden's the man of no seasons. He's got no belief system whatsoever, none. He doesn't believe in anything. It's all political expediency. But again, if Biden were to say, I don't think Biden be even welcomed at that funeral.
Oh, they would let him come. He's the president. They would let him come. They wouldn't treat him as warmly as Trump.
They can't stop him.
Right.
But and they can't stop
So if Biden's smart, right? He's not. He's a moron. But if he's smart, he runs there for 30 minutes, and then he goes to a stupid fundraiser. At least he doesn't get upstaged by Trump like he did in East Palestine, Ohio, for
a
year.
They would never do that. They'd never put him in a position where he might be disparaged. And he might be. So Adam is taking a big chance, I'm telling you. He's taking a big chance going to that funeral.
You think so? See, I don't think so. I think the cops still... I hope you're right.
You know, I'll come on Monday with you if you want.
I want to, yes. Yes.
And I'll give you the blow-by-blow on what happened there. I'll be there, eyewitness. The reason I'm saying this is that the NYPD and a lot of cops live on Long Island. And I know, you know, that's culture because my grandfather was an NYPD. I mean, I know. So Cabin is the police commissioner, and he serves at the pleasure of Eric Adams.
No question.
And they get along, by the way.
I know Eddie Caban very well. He's a very, very nice guy. Very nice. But there's no question he would never, quote unquote, step out of line.
No, but his sympathies lie with tough enforcement on crime. He's not one of the let them all out.
Agreed.
Okay? So Caban, I'm sorry I mispronounced the name. So, he would like to break this down. Now, the deficit of him is that he's not visible. So he's not like Bratton. He's not a visible police chief.
Yeah.
I keep telling him, you got to get out there.
You guys got to stop with Bratton, by the way. Just go to Ray Kelly. He was better.
Okay. But who's more famous?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
You're right.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You got to get out there, and you got to let people know what your sensibilities are. And that's a tough dance.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be alienating the guy who could fire you tomorrow.
Well, you know what's funny, though? Talking about being out there and being charismatic. And I say this all the time. I wish New York would take a page out of Nassau County. Right? I mean, here you got the Esposito Republican congressman. Here you got Lolito Republican congressman. Here you got Peter King, Joe Cairo, all Republicans. You've got a Nassau County executive, Bruce Blakeman, who's terrific. He was on earlier, Republican. Now you've got a Suffolk County executive, Ed Romain, terrific Republican. And the police commissioner in Nassau County, Pat Ryder, this guy's as good as any cop in the country. Why can't New York take a page out of Nassau County?
It's a totally different mentality. So all the dope dealers in Queens know they can't cross the line into Floral Park.
Although they were right there, you realize that literally they were a couple of feet away where this poor guy Dilla was murdered, a couple of feet away from Nassau County, right there.
So the criminals, they know that if they're in Nassau County, they're going to be held much more to account than if they're in New York City. And so they do their business in New York City. Not to say that Nassau is not, you know, in crime. It does. But there's a totally different mentality here in this county than in New York City. And the reason is that people who live in Nassau County are much closer. They're bound together. Whereas New York, they're not. So you live in on Park Avenue, you have nothing in common with somebody living up on the Grand Concourse in Bronx.
Heck, stay in Manhattan. Nothing in common with somebody living in the West Village.
Yeah, right. Well, nobody does. So it's fiefdoms there in New York City. It's and that's the problem, because people live in these neighborhoods, and they never go out of the neighborhoods. And all I hear is the same people going, oh, the cops are racist. Oh, the justices are racist. That's all I hear. There's no other counterpoint of view. Whereas in Nassau, you don't have that. All right? There's basically – there's liberals and conservatives here, obviously. But it's not – you don't hear the other side. In New York City, in many places, you never hear that. And so these people, they vote for – I mean, the fact that Zeldin lost – and I said this at the time. I said, do you know what you're doing here by putting Hochul back? You are guaranteeing carnage and chaos. You are voting against your own self-interest. And that's exactly what's happening, 100%.
And on the way out, while the cop's death obviously is just beyond tragic, you know, we've had a lot of other stuff happen the last couple of days. We had another person pushed in front of a moving subway killed. I mean, I saw a guy yesterday. This is the God's honest truth. Taking the 4 train from 42nd Street down to Wall Street, where I get the ferry every day. The guy literally was taking a crap in the back of the train. Literally. And by the way, that's not the first time I've seen that. Or a guy masturbating. I mean, the quality of life, no matter what Adams and other people say, it is absolutely tragic what's happening in this city, above and beyond the most obvious, which are cops getting killed.
There is no consequence. You can punch people in the face and get away with it.
We have that right now, young girls.
They know that, these criminals. They're 15% of the city is hardcore evil criminals, and you're letting them run wild. Again, simple man, simple analysis. And it's going to take, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. It's just, it's heartbreaking, and there are a lot of good things about New York. I'm born in Manhattan, raised on Levittown. I know the state and the city as well as anybody on earth knows it. And there are so many good things. But you are destroying, and I mean that word literally, this far-left cadre is destroying this state and this city.
Yeah, and what a day for this, too. Of course, today, Holy Thursday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Good Friday. And then the funeral right before Easter Sunday. I mean, my God.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. Judas Iscariot could get elected to the legislature in certain parts of New York.
You are right. Man, are you right. That tells a lot right there, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, he'd win.
I think he would, too. I do. So I'm glad you're going on Saturday. That's very, very nice. But, of course, that's you. You got a huge heart. And you were brilliant again today. I'm getting messages. My phone is blowing up. People are really appreciative of what you had to say. So what could I say? Stay safe, and I will talk to you again very, very soon.
Yeah, we'll talk on Monday if you want. I mean,
come back Monday.
You may have some hairdresser up that you want to talk to in St. Mark's Place. I don't want to bump them, but I want everybody to have a happy Easter. You know, I mean, I hate to be the analyst of doom. I don't like that. I'd much rather come on and make fun of you.
Right.
But there comes a point where good people, again, going back to good and evil, bad and good, have to stand up.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stand up and say, enough, enough. And if millions of people, of New Yorkers, would do that, things would change.
Bill O'Reilly, I love you. Happy Easter. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, Sid. Thanks for having me.
You're the best. Bill O'Reilly, folks, 9 p.m. every weeknight, WABC. And, of course, BillO'Reilly.com and the Killing Series. He's the man. That's the highest-rated segment of the week. Any time, any day, any show. Now, I've got another special guest. These guys have put together, this is unbelievable, I've been there. Just outside of Gaza, less than a mile away, not too far from the Nova Music Festival, and of course the kibbutzim. These Shuva brothers opened a camp many, many months ago, and they cater to IDF soldiers. Free food, free clothing, free medication, free everything. These two guys, these brothers, huge hearts. I mean huge hearts. And they're in New York tonight for a very, very big event. So they're going to come in studio next. The Shuva Brothers. Pro-Israel as it gets. They're coming up.
You're out of touch, my baby.